This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Western diplomats Tuesday called for Hamas to release the remaining hostages it is holding in the Gaza Strip as they marked 200 days since the Hamas attack on Israel. From his account on the social media platform X, British Foreign Secretary David Cameron wrote, 200 days ago, Hamas carried out the deadliest attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust. 200 days on, hostages remain in captivity, and their loved ones continue to face unimaginable suffering. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said, as long as the hostages are not free, we will not let up. Only when they are home will peace have a chance. Hamas attacked Israel October 7th, killing about 1,200 people and taking 250 hostages, according to Israel's figures. Israel said the militants are still holding about 100 captives and the remains of more than 30 others. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on final passage of a package of aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
After months of delays and internal debate over how involved the United States should be abroad, the Senate is expected to vote on $95 billion in war aid. $61 billion would be for Ukraine. $26 billion would go to Israel, as well as humanitarian relief to citizens of Gaza. $8 billion would be used to counter China in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. President Joe Biden first requested the money last summer, but congressional leaders had strong opposition from a growing number of conservatives who question U.S. involvement in foreign wars and argue that Congress should be focused instead on the surge of migration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Donna Warder, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves for China Tuesday for talks with senior officials in Shanghai and Beijing on a range of issues, including Russia's war against Ukraine, the Middle East crisis, the South China Sea, and human rights. VOA State Department Bureau Chief Nike Ching reports.
Blinken has also spoken out on China's support for Russia in its war with Ukraine. The United States, together with other nations in the Group of Seven, has urged China to stop transferring dual-use materials and weapons components that Russia is using to advance its military production. The U.S. said it is prepared to take further steps as necessary, but Beijing has dismissed Washington's concerns. Nike Ching, VOA News, Washington.
At least five people have died while crossing the English Channel Tuesday, hours after Britain approved legislation that would deport all legal immigrants to Rwanda. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At least five people have died while crossing the English Channel, according to French media, hours after Britain approved the Migrant Deportation Bill. The Voix du Nord newspaper said the bodies had been discovered on a beach in northern France. About 100 migrants have been rescued and placed aboard a French Navy ship. They'll be taken to the port of Boulogne, the paper said. This has come only hours after British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's latest efforts to send some migrants on a one-way ticket to Rwanda finally won approval from Parliament. Human rights groups have described the legislation as inhuman and cruel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of negotiators and observers representing most of the world's nations are gathering in the Canadian city of Ottawa this week to craft a treaty to end the rapidly escalating global problem of plastic pollution. Officials say the equivalent of 2,000 garbage trucks full of plastic are dumped into the world's oceans, rivers, and lakes each day. People are increasingly breathing, eating, and drinking tiny particles of plastic. Many at the talks think there should be less plastic produced overall. Some countries, rich in fossil fuels from which most plastics are made, disagree. Oregon U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley is leading a U.S. congressional delegation to the talks, and he told the Associated Press those differences have to be resolved for a meaningful treaty.
So is this just going to be a feel-good conversation with no kind of anything that really drives change? Or is it going to lay out ambitious goals as a modest number of nations want? But in general, the fossil fuel countries, they don't want anything that's ambitious.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.